Welcome everyone to the Borough Roosevelt Council Reorganization and Regular Meeting of January 6, 2025 at 7:17 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, CL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2023, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. So we'll begin with the oath of office for our two newly elected council members. Do you
want
to go first?
Well, I'm sorry, what am I doing?
Getting sworn.
Oh, okay.
Sworn.
I've been given a test.
Well, after 2 weeks off, well,
I know.
Yeah,
what?
Who am I? What?
Okay. Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Christine Kaufman Marut.
I, Christine Kaufman Marut.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
Of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the government established.
And to the government established.
In the United States and in this state.
In the United States and in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly.
And impartially and justly.
Perform all the duties of.
Perform all the duties of.
Roosevelt Borough Council.
Roosevelt Borough Council.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Yay! So thank you for 3 years. So if you want to sign to your address, and then I'll complete that.
Okay, now we go to raise your right hand. I, Ralph Warnick.
I, Ralph Warnick.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will support.
That I will support.
The Constitution.
The Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the State of New Jersey.
The State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the government.
And to the government.
Established in the United States.
Established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly perform.
And justly perform.
All the duties.
All the duties.
Of the office of Borough Council.
The office of Borough Council.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
Congratulations.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations. Roll call now, ready? Mr. Louis Etikoff? Here. Ms. Kaufman Maroon? Here. Mr. Joseph Trammell?
Here.
Mr. Ralph Warnick? Here. And Mayor Peggy Malpe? Here. Should I do my calendar or is he with the resignation? Should I do roll call?
No, I wouldn't call him.
Okay. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the reorganization and regular meeting of the Roosevelt Borough Council. It's January 6, 2025, the first meeting of the new year. Roosevelt has been going through many changes in the past few years, and 2025 will continue to follow that path. There are many new state mandates that we will have to align with. We have new stormwater regulations, which will begin to take effect in the state and in the borough. Roosevelt's affordable housing obligation has increased, resulting in new decisions that the council will have to make. In fact, I wanted to introduce everyone. Andy Thomas sitting there of Thomas Planning Associates, who is our town planner. And we'll have to have an executive session after the meeting where Andy will discuss with us everything that's entailed in our new obligation. We continue to have capital projects and infrastructure improvements on board for 2025. We have a myriad of expenditures coming up in 2025, as well as many recent ones, but I won't go into that tonight. I'll address that at the next meeting. On a more personal note, we have quite a few new residents, in large part because many very long-time residents have moved. We also have four additional houses being built that have recently and are being built in Roosevelt, which is a lot for our town. Roosevelt is known for people moving here and staying here for most of their lives. We take great pride in this because obviously it's a wonderful place to live, otherwise people wouldn't stay. We still have quite a few original families here and families who have been here for close to 70 years. There are also some families with the third and fourth generation of children are living here. Hopefully the new and newer residents will feel the same way and be here for a long time. One of the changes in town is the addition of a winery, which is situated where the horse farm was at Lake Drive and Spruce Lane. I believe there are plans, hopefully, they're hoping to open in the spring. There are three other farms in Roosevelt, and these farmers have some ideas about their future, concerning their future. 2024 was a year of challenges, to be sure. There was dissension on the council and residents concerning the proposed FDR Amphitheater restoration project, and this has resulted in a referendum to be held at a later date this year where the residents will decide the fate of the bond. Many decisions had to be made about necessary expenditures for emergency repairs. We've had generator failures at our utility plants, our air conditioning system failed, we've had a water main break, and we ended the year with the ceiling in this room collapsing and being designated an unsafe structure, so we couldn't be in here for a few weeks. But thanks to a lot of hard work on many different avenues, they were able to complete it for tonight's reorg. And it's actually, it's really looks nice. And it's also, I guess because it's new, it's better quality, so it's more insulated, quieter in here. There were changes in employees. Some of our very long-time employees retired or moved on. And some changes on our board are taking place. I think it's no secret that there's been anger and disagreement among the governing body, but it is my sincere hope that we can overcome this in the new year and start fresh and on a more positive note. My entire goal since my term as mayor began has been to retain the heritage, roots, and uniqueness of Roosevelt. Our history, culture, art, nature, and close-knit relationships are the foundation and cornerstone of this town. How many towns have archives at two different universities? There have been a number, number of PhD dissertations about Roosevelt, as well as a number of museum exhibitions. As a matter of fact, I was told that the exhibition about Roosevelt that was held at Morvan Museum in Princeton in 2020-21 had the highest attendance of any exhibit ever shown there. We also recently had another documentary done about Roosevelt, which was shown at the Jewish Heritage Museum in Freehold, and the actual showing of the documentary and the panel discussion afterwards was televised by CBS2 New York and then shown on TV that night, which I didn't realize, even though I was interviewed, I didn't realize it was going to be on that night, and I had distant relatives coming home from a Yankees game, got home and turned on the news and said, "You're on the news, like, your town's on the news, I have no idea." Roosevelt also has consistently the highest voter turnout in Monmouth County. This is a town that runs on volunteerism. Almost no one is paid for the work that keeps the wheels spinning. All the hard work that goes into having art and nature, cultural and fun events come to fruition and is accomplished by volunteers who do it simply because they feel so strongly about our town. I want to thank everyone for this volunteerism. We couldn't do it without you. This is truly a special place with truly wonderful people. It's very important to me, and I venture to say most residents, to keep Roosevelt Roosevelt as much as possible. In closing, I want to wish everyone a happy new year again and sincerely hope this is a good year for all. It really is my privilege and honor to serve as your mayor. It is a very meaningful position. Okay, we're going to come to minutes. We don't have any for the
public comment.
No, I'm going to skip right over that. That's not because I don't wear my glasses. Okay, I'm going to open the floor for public comment on agenda items only at 7:27.
Maureen Parrott, Tuchemar Drive. I have a public comment on the public comment for agenda items only. I asked previously, but I don't know that it was ever discussed, as to taking off agenda items only for the first public comment. In my view, it is much more democratic to not to force residents to wait for maybe 2 hours, however long a meeting is, to raise something that's not on the agenda. I would like you to explain why you're not allowing public comment at the beginning for anything. Because I guess I could see that you don't want to hear public comment, and therefore it's in your interest that people leave and don't make the comment.
I'm
just wondering what the reason
is.
Then.
Always been done that way.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't. It was when I was on the council that I didn't support it, but I think Mike Hamilton raised it. And there was only one public comment session then. But now there are two.
Is it at the beginning or the end, that other one?
Yeah. It must have been, I don't remember when it was. But again, I think it's not democratic to force people to wait until the end of maybe a lengthy meeting to raise an issue that then, if they raise at the beginning, it could potentially be discussed during the meeting.
There's also, if you look at it that in reverse, if something comes up later on, they can't now... Unless you're going to have two public comments.
The two public comments would be fine. That's what you have. I don't see any problem with the two public comments. The problem is that you are limiting the first one. That's my two cents on it. Since this is the reorganization meeting, I would hope that you do a vote on it tonight. Either you vote for this, and then we know who's voted for it, keeping it the way it is or changing it. That would be my request. So then I know who it is that doesn't want the public to be able to comment. Thank you.
Well, I don't think it's the end of comment. It's just wait until the end.
Well, I mean, it wants to force the public to wait until the end of a meeting. To me,
Greg, how do other towns do?
Everyone does it this way because the purpose of this meeting is to conduct public business, which is the rest of the agenda. So if you have, I've been, for example, on the borough attorney of Red Bay, and 50 people came to every meeting to discuss the Arab-Israeli conflict for a year. Mm-hmm. And so those people were saved for the end because they have the right to speak, but the business was conducted in the meeting, and the agenda items only keeps it to the business track until it's quote-unquote open mic. Mm-hmm. I'll give you an example of why it is that way, and that's the reason why. Is so that everyone who was there to see a bill paid or a street paved or what have you in their town didn't have to wait through 50 people who, frankly, most of them didn't live in the town to discuss their issue at an open mic at the beginning. They had to wait till the end. So it was for the benefit of the people of the town that were really there for the public business, because really anyone could come in here anytime. So that's why it's done that way. You can do it any way you like, obviously. You're just required to have one public comment period where everyone can talk about what they want.
Most school boards do it that way as well.
Yeah,
school board meetings tend to...
That's the reason why. It keeps it to the business track until you get to open comment about, whatever you want.
And then anybody can talk about whatever, right.
Yeah, it's been my experience at Roosevelt that anyone gets to talk about whatever they want anyway.
Yeah.
All the time. But you're free to conduct it any way you'd like.
I think I remember it being that way once, but it...
Yeah, I actually don't, but...
Yeah, but...
You mean you remember it this way?
Yeah, I always remember it this way.
I remember a comment at the end and a comment in the beginning, so... Yeah. But I don't remember when agenda items only came on. This.
I don't know. I have to look back, too.
Yeah.
I move to have it discussed in meetings, in committee meetings, whoever committee has this.
Administration.
Administration. Discussing in administration first.
How to change the agenda.
So you're making a motion to have
a discussion? I make a motion to have the discussion in the administration first.
Anybody second that?
I'll second that.
Did you hear that, Lou?
I'm going to fight.
You're going to have a meeting.
I heard.
Okay.
But you guys can just email and discuss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has to be.
Oh, you were second?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to do a roll call vote. Roll call vote. Lou Azikoff? This is to discuss in committee meeting administration.
Your committee.
Yes.
Ms. Herrstrom?
Yes.
Ms. Tina Kaufman-Maru?
Yes.
Kind of mouthful.
I know. I'm sorry. Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Warnick?
Yes. I'm not the last vote.
No, no, you aren't.
I usually like to see what's going on. Right? Yeah.
Mr. Wyoming would have to come next for
exactly.
Ralph to leave the place. Okay. Anyone else from the public? Mike?
Michael Sexton, 37 North Valley Road. I just had a question. There's a reference to a resignation letter from Mike Hamilton. Is this include the planning board, I'm sorry, the Environmental Commission, or is this only from the council?
No, he resigned from the planning board as well.
Environmental Commission.
Well, he wasn't appointed on that. He was...
I believe he is appointed. I believe that...
Well, I think he was the council rep.
It's not like the planning board where it specifically says that the...
Right, he was just the council rep.
He just happened to be appointed... The council appointed him as their rep, but there wasn't any. There's no requirement that the council.
He still intends to stay on the Solar Village Board.
I'm sorry?
He still intends to stay on the Solar Village Board.
Yeah, Solar Village is not.
Right, but
not,
I'm saying, but not environmental.
Okay, thank you very much.
One question, how many members are there on the Environmental Committee? Six, seven?
Presently, or what is the capacity?
There's supposed to be seven plus two alternates.
Two, yeah, right.
Because okay. I see later on we're voting on six.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Because
okay,
two.
Thank you.
Plus two alternates. There's two
six.
Alternates on there.
Oh, there's two alternates on there.
On there. So that would be seven plus two. That would be nine.
Nine, Michael?
No. I'm sorry?
Yeah, seven regular.
Right, and two alternates.
Seven
okay.
Regular and two.
Is there a reason why
two
you
alternates,
don't
yes.
know who to put on, or
you know, who to do it? No, it's not easy to find people, but I'm able to find a lot of good people at the time.
So there's a total of nine, six.
Seven plus two.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else in the public? Say anything? All right, I'm going to close public portion at 7:35 p.m. So we do not have minutes for this meeting. It'll probably be at the next meeting. Correspondence. We received a letter from the State of New Jersey Department of Transportation dated December 9th, 2025 regarding transportation alternative set-aside program request for application to the grant that we apply for most every year. We have an Environmental Commission end-of-year report for 2024. And then, if you want to take note of this, we have a notice from Christine Hanlon. She's the Monmouth County Clerk, and she's telling the Monmouth County voters the new date for the primary election, which is a week later than originally scheduled. You know, it's always supposed to be the first Tuesday of the month, June or November, but the first Tuesday of this coming June, right, is a June holiday. So they made it a week later on the June 10th, 2025. So just in case. I mean, I wish it was June already, but just in case you're paying attention.
And that wasn't for Hanlon, that was for governor signing it.
Right, right. No, I think we have a notice from her.
Oh, okay.
A notice from her letting us know. Okay, and we have a resignation letter from Councilman Michael Hamilton, effective today, January 6th, 2025.
Could that be read into the record?
We don't generally read correspondence into the record if he was here and he wanted to, but we don't do that. We have correspondence on every agenda. So if he was here and wanted to read it himself into the record, but we don't do that. So we come to ordinances. We have the first reading of 2025-01, calendar year 2024 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap on NJSA 40A-45-14, which is standard procedure we have every year before we have the budget on the new year. Do I have a motion?
I do.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Mm-hmm.
Actually, if you want to reread that again, it should say calendar year 2025. It's correct on here, it's just incorrect on the agenda. We just want to read the title again.
For what?
Oh, here.
Yeah. I wondered, as I read it, I wondered, and I thought, oh, it must be right. I didn't know.
It's correct on the ordinance.
Yeah. I know, I saw that. It slipped through my mind for a second, and I thought, oh. So this is the first, we have a motion and a second for the first reading of 2025-01, calendar year 2025 ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap fund. So we have a motion and a
first and a second.
Yeah. We have a...
I'm going to do a roll call.
Well, wait, discussion?
It's my understanding when Mike was finance chair that we do this
every year. Yeah. Okay. So that.
Mr. Azikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hirschstrom?
Yes.
Ms. Parkman Maroon?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Warner?
Yes.
Okay, first reading has passed. The second reading and public hearing is scheduled for February 3rd, 2025 at the Borough Hall, 33 North Rochdale Avenue, Roosevelt, New Jersey.
Okay, so before you do the consent agenda, there's some resolutions in there that need
names.
Right. So if you want to discuss that first, and then we can read all the resolutions and do one vote.
Okay.
So you go to
Resolution 25-01,
which is council president.
Do I have a motion for council president?
I would suggest Joe Trammell.
Any other nominations?
Close.
What did you say?
I got you, Liz.
Okay, so it's Joe Trammell. Okay. We'll do the motion when we do all the... Let's build in.
Okay.
That comes the fun.
Okay. Amending council committees. So, well, administration right now, Lou is the chair, and Connie is on that committee, and Mike was on that committee. Lou, do you want to continue to be the chair of administration?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Discussion?
Well, let's do the chairs first, and then we can sort of jostle.
Okay, but we're going to have a new member at some point in time?
Yeah, usually we give the new member... the environmental.
Can we wait until the next meeting and leave it like it is for now?
No.
We might not have a person.
You don't know if you'll have a person. This has to be, we have to do this.
I think so. This is new to all of us that Mike isn't going to be here.
It is new, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That we would like a little bit of time to process that. And that's why we're asking to be able to look at the positions.
Well,
because finance, for instance, is a very important committee.
We have a
well, actually, someone is willing to take finance over as finance chair on the council now. So Tina said she would be finance chair.
Okay, we have.
And I think she's been excellent choice because she's lived in town her whole life. She owned her own house at a very young age, and she works. She's a public school teacher, so she's familiar with the state.
I move that we wait until the next meeting before we have council committees, redistributed committees.
So you're making a motion?
Yes.
to effectively table resolution 25.
Until the next meeting, so we can absorb what's going on here. This is all like,
well, it is new, but we do need to fill these spots.
Okay, but I made a motion.
Do I have a second? I'll second it.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a motion to table 25-02 until the next meeting.
Yes.
Lou Escoff? Is that a yes?
It's a yes.
Okay. No, we do, yeah. Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Ms. Kaufman-Marud?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Warner?
No.
Okay, but the yeas have it. So, resolution 25-02 is tabled until
21st. Our next meeting is January 21st.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday because the 28th is Martin Luther King's birthday holiday. Okay, we have, oh, so do you want to not do any appointments?
No, just
that. Just the committee. Okay. So we have,
one of question, when would we discuss that?
Wherever you want, wherever you want. I'm going to talk to the committee, we're all, I don't understand it.
No, but I mean, I would assume that we would all have to discuss that.
At the next meeting? Well, we will have absorbed what's going on, we'll look at who is available, and I think we need another person on the council to know what their capabilities are.
I would agree with that point.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's why generally we do give the newest member the easiest committee until they get their feet wet.
Well,
we don't usually give a new person finance or utilities or public works or you're seasoned. You've been on the council before. But if it's someone who's never been on the council, we try to give them the simplest committee so that they can get their feet wet and learn everything.
What if we get somebody like an expert in finance? Mm-hmm. And then that might be the one. You know, but until then, when does Mike get replaced and how?
Yeah. Oh, well, as far as the
anyway, Tina came on board, same way that Connie came on board. You get three names.
Well, I have to do that. I'm the committee woman.
Right.
I thought that there was something that said if you're an independent, which Mike was, that position.
Are you sure Mike is independent and not a Democrat?
He's a Democrat. He's independent. Which means
it doesn't matter what your voter registration is, it's how you were elected.
No.
So he's elected.
He was elected as a Democrat.
So it's how you were elected.
That's
you can't get elected as one party, switch your affiliation, resign, and hand the nomination to the other party. Okay. He was elected on a Democratic line, regardless of voter registration, doesn't particularly matter.
So
other than being awarded the primary line.
Are we going to get three names tonight? Or
no,
I
just found out.
So upon resignation, the municipal committee, which functionally at this point, according to a letter I just read, consists of just Peggy, submits three names to the council, and then from those, the council votes on those three names within 15 days thereafter. The council fails to vote on them 15 days thereafter, then the municipal committee picks. The municipal committee fails to submit the names, then the council then selects. That's basically it.
Okay.
Same way, Tina. Correct.
Okay. Right, and the chairman is here, so they're.
Yeah,
just be filling.
The person will serve until when is Mike's term up?
The end of this year.
Oh, okay. So they will serve until the May.
Until the certification of the election.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yes or yeah or no? It's an interesting question because they're not elected to the unexpired term; they're elected to the new term. I think the person stays until December 31st.
Yes, you're right. They'll stay until December 31st.
I think it's the person stays. So the person that would be chosen would select serve until December 31st.
Right, right. So Peggy will come up with three names by the next meeting. Or so.
Hopefully.
Within 15 days.
Yeah.
Within 15 days.
So. Maybe one of them will have a job of finance. It's a real job. And they can do it as extra.
We'll see.
Okay.
We're getting back to...
Okay, so now we need...
By the way, I just want to let you guys know that you guys are super nice. Every other council I would have went to would have grabbed all these committees, and because there's an extra spot, could have chosen... You functionally all could have chosen whatever you wanted. That's really altruistic. That's why I really love Roosevelt. You're like, yeah, we'll figure out who the new person gets to. Everyone else would have snapped up all those divisions. Any other town I went to, though.
Yeah.
You guys.
We've never done that before. Usually what we do is wait for the new person and then plug them into whatever's, you know, going to be the easiest for them until they become experienced.
But people on the committees tend to be qualified at those subjects.
Yeah, you guys do a great job here. I was complimenting you. You guys do awesome. Yeah. Well, I became a councilman at Avery and I was handed 3 bombs and a bag of They're like, hey, go to the library. They're firing the director.
Yeah, the utility
department. The trickling filters don't work.
Enjoy. They work today.
Yeah,
I'll pick that up later on in my life.
I'm sure you will.
But that's actually on the resolutions, too. So we'll look at that. So we'll discuss it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you
take
that to us before the meeting, or...
And we'll email it to us.
It's
again.
Yeah, 15 days. So we'll see how I do. See who I come up with. See if I find someone immediately. But I think I just have to present it at the meeting, though, don't I? The 3 people.
You have to send a letter to the clerk.
Right.
Sign. Within 15 days.
And then she'll send it out.
We've done this enough. We think we know what to do.
Okay, we need someone who will be a Class 3 member of the planning board.
Or what?
That was what I was doing.
So you continue doing that?
I'll continue to do it.
Thank you. And Tina Coffin in the loop.
That's 25-03.
Yes.
These are serve as representatives for Roosevelt Senior Organization, Environmental Commission, and the Board of Education.
Colleen, do you want to continue as a senior?
Sure.
Environmental, Ralph, do you like that?
I take the education.
Okay. Okay, who would like environmental?
I thought we weren't doing the committees until...
This is different. This is what the other ones are council committees.
Okay. So this is a planning board for the year 2020.
Yeah, that's
the
number. We're on 25-24.
Well, they don't have... There's nothing to appoint on any of them.
Oh, okay. So.
We're only doing the ones fill in the blanks, and then we can adopt the consent agenda.
Run the blanks part of the other consent agenda.
Correct.
Okay.
So who is right now Board of Education? That was Mike?
That was Mike, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And also Mike was environmental. So would anyone on the council like to be...
Not, we'll just leave it blank.
For now, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so
Connie is senior,
right.
Represents the senior group, and Ralph is representative to the Board of Ed, and we'll leave environmental B for now.
Okay.
So this is appointment of a representative and alternate representative to the Monmouth County Community Development Block Grant.
So that's read that was in 25-25.
Is that Anna now?
Well, no, that was Mike. Did you want to continue with that? That was Michael Sirkin. And was it Lou also?
Yeah.
Yes, Lou, you
were with your alternate.
Lou was the alternate,
yeah.
Yes.
You want to continue with that, Lou?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so now we have appointments to the planning board.
That's your mayor's designee.
Right. So
why don't we do it on the rest of them first?
And then we'll go to that.
Okay.
So wait, what was the one that I? So I'm not continuing that, or I?
Yeah, you are.
Oh, okay.
One is the council rep.
Okay.
One is the mayor's alternate. So the mayor's alternate, you're the council rep.
Oh, okay.
Mayor's alternate would only go if I couldn't go.
Gotcha.
Would attend the meeting if I could attend the meeting.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of like 2 people from the council?
Right.
Okay, so
I'm going to leave, yes.
Who's going to be that one?
Well, Tina's going to be the rep, and as far as mayor's alternate, we're going to wait until we pass the consent agenda, and then we'll discuss it. We're leaving it to the end. All right, I'm going to read the consent agenda resolution.
Do you have the historian also?
Yeah, the historian is on.
Yeah, you're already filled in for that.
We've all told you.
That was a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, consent agenda resolutions. We have resolution 25-01, selecting a president of the council for the new year 2025. Resolution 25-02, establishing council committees. No, that's not on there. We tabled that.
Right, 2502 is tabled.
Yeah. 2503 is appointing the planning board class 3 member for the year 2025, Tina Kaufman-Marut. Resolution 25-04, adopting Robert's Rules of Order. Resolution 25-05, establishing a schedule of public meetings. Resolution 25-06, designating official newspapers for the borough to the Trenton Times and the Asbury Park Press. Resolution 25-07, consent to appointments for 2025 borough officials. That's historian.
Do you have a, Madam Mayor?
Yes.
Do you have the dates for the public meetings?
Yeah, we do. Or it should be in your packet.
It's number 5, Liv.
Resolution 2505.
Okay.
Resolution 25-08, authorizing the awarding of contracts for professional legal services, which is Shannon McGuinn Law Firm. Resolution 25-09, authorizing the award of a contract for professional engineering services, Marcus Engineering Group. 25-10, authorizing the award of a contract for professional auditing services, Samuel Klein, and our auditor is Gary Sankowitz from Samuel Klein. Resolution 25-11, authorizing the award of a contract for professional bond counsel services, that is Megan Bennett from Dilworth Paxton. Resolution 25-12, authorizing the award of a contract for professional planning consulting services. Andrew Thomas from Thomas Planning. Resolution 25-13, resolution adopting a cash management plan. So I'm just going to say goodbye to Chief Maloney. We all know that Millstone is our first responders. The firemen are safe. And since he has to leave, I'll just tell you now that that is Chief Mike Maloney.
Thank you, Jay. To come, wish you best of luck this year. I am the newly appointed career fire chief for Millstone. You obviously know me from past meetings coming in and speaking with you. But anything we, of course, can do to make things better for the community, we welcome the opportunity. We're glad to be here. Thank you. Passed out my business card to several of you tonight. Feel free to reach out to me. But I do have another meeting to get to.
Thank you. Okay. I heard something new that we were told by our CFO all the time. It's just managing, it says cash, but it's really managing the finances.
That would be Anna, I assume?
No, it's not the
FL. Well, this is, so we got a lower interest rate on our loans because of,
More so the money you're holding in accounts, like cash through the school district, all the cash deposits you're holding.
Right.
How you manage that, whether you have high, put some of it in CD, if there are reserves or trust accounts that aren't expected to be used, and
right.
When you need the money, all that sort of stuff. And how you're managing that.
Well, who handled this before? Was it
George?
George, that's what I thought of, yeah.
So the GIF is making you do
more official now.
More formal. Thank you.
And Resolution 25-14, appointing a public agency compliance officer. Ms. Annie DeBevitt. Resolution 25-15, 2025, designating Northfield Bank as depository for the Roosevelt Municipal Court.
Resolution 2516, designating Providence Bank as a depository for the Borough of Roosevelt. Resolution 25-17, authorizing the Roosevelt tax collector to cancel property tax refunds and delinquencies of less than $5 pursuant to NJSA 40A17.1. Resolution 25-18, establishing the rate of interest to be charged on delinquent taxes and other municipal charges. Resolution 25-19, authorizing a shared services agreement with Northstone Township for the utilization of Northstone Municipal Court and related personnel. Resolution 25-20, appointments of municipal court officers and employees. Resolution 25-21, authorizing a shared services agreement with the Township of Millstone for repair, maintenance, and snow removal on Nerco Road for the year 2025. Resolution 25-22, authorizing a shared services agreement with the Township of Millstone for certified municipal recycling coordinator and recycling reporting services. Resolution 25-23, acknowledging Deputy Registrar of Vital Statistics.
I'm the local.
Right. So that's April Claudio, who is our planning board secretary, but she's also our Deputy Registrar. Resolution 25-24, appointing council members to serve as representatives to the various boards and committees of the borough. Resolution 25-25, appointment of a representative and an alternate representative to the Monmouth County Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, which is Michael Tickton and Lou Esikoff. Authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for professional information technology services to Crossover Networks, LLC, 34 Almond Drive, Toms River, New Jersey. Resolution 25-27, designating a borough historian for the Borough of Roosevelt. Once again, that's Michael Tipton. Resolution 25-28, providing the 2025 temporary budget appropriations. Resolution 25-29, resolution awarding contract for periodic maintenance and repair of the borough's emergency standby generators. Resolution 25-30, resolution ratifying emergency contracts for the rental and repair of the borough's wastewater generator.
I want to comment on that. The generator we brought in was standing by just in case because the main generator was down. Looks like the main generator was repaired
today. It was today, and it's working well.
Yes, so we'll know when Mike Lyons checks it out tomorrow that the old one didn't go away.
Right.
So.
A rental can go away,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any motion to adopt?
Motion.
Okay, so motion to adopt.
Yes.
29 items on the consent agenda?
Yes, I'm going to just say it's 2501 and then 2503 through 2530. Remember, 2502 was tabled.
Yes. Okay.
That's what you're. Okay, so do we have a first?
Yes.
I'll give the first, I'll give it a second.
Okay. Mr. Esikoff?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Ms. Kaufman Maroon?
Yes.
Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
And Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Warren.
All right, the consent agenda has been adopted. Announcement of mayor's appointments not requiring council approval. Mayor's appointment to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board is Heidi Mendes.
Right here.
Oh, thank you.
It's my dear.
Oh, okay. We have,
Well, we have a blank if you...
Yeah, well, now we have a blank because of Mike's resignation. So we'll have to find a mayor's alternate. Mayor's alternate only attends, not only, basically attends the meetings if the mayor cannot, the planning board. But we have Heidi Mendes, is hereby appointed as a Class 4 member to the Roosevelt Borough Council, I'm sorry, Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board to fulfill Tina Kaufman Rood's unexpired term ending December 31st, 2027. Be it further resolved that Fred Septak is hereby appointed as a Class 4 to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board for a 4-year term commencing January 1st, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2028. Be it further resolved that Esther Sirakis is hereby appointed as an alternate one to the Borough of Roosevelt Planning Board for a 2-year term commencing January 1st, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2026. And so this Tina's class is Tina
three.
Yeah, so now you're class 3, Tina.
No, she was this year. The reason why
yeah,
that was here is because she had to resign from this position.
Right,
become
no,
a class 3.
Right, right.
And we never filled it last year, so now
I just
we're
wanted
filled.
You to
okay.
understand what.
Well, right, I was yeah. initially doing that to fill.
Right.
Wow, that was
right. Exactly.
And then, but that was prior to becoming a council member.
No, you,
yeah, okay. I was on that, and then that happened. Or
right.
they kind of happened sort of together, but
yeah,
I think
really
the plan, yeah.
yeah. Okay, and then we have the mayor's appointment to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission. So be it resolved that Michael Tickton is hereby appointed as chairperson to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission, term ending December 31st, 2025. Be it further resolved that Dave Teich is hereby appointed as a member of the Roosevelt Environmental Commission for a 3-year term commencing January 1st, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2027. Be it further resolved that Lawrence Mendes is hereby appointed as a member to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission for a 3-year term commencing January 1st, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2027. Be it further resolved that Maureen Parrott is hereby appointed as a member to the Roosevelt Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission for a 3-year term commencing January 1st, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2027. Be it further resolved that Kathleen Murphy is hereby appointed as alternate number one to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission for a 2-year term commencing January 1st, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2026. Be it further resolved that Arielle DeBira is hereby appointed as an alternate number two to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission for a 1-year term commencing January 1st, 2025 and ending December 31st, 2025. Be further resolved that a copy of these appointments will be forwarded to the Borough of Roosevelt Environmental Commission and to the appointee.
Excuse me, when did the alternate actually go in first? So they can't go to the meeting?
No, no. They do go to meetings, so they're aware of everything that's transpiring. But
is there anything she says?
She was explaining how the alternate voting
works. Okay, when it comes to committee chairs, reports, council member Essikoff, administration.
We are.
Good.
We're doing okay. We're getting through from the turnover from 24 to 25 is working out very well.
Good to hear.
Thanks to you know who.
Yeah, we know, of course.
Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
Council member Rachel?
Yeah. Just an update on the amphitheater, FDR amphitheater committee. We are waiting for Bill Roberts to come back with a proposal. A limited exploratory investigation that's needed to confirm the underlying integrity conditions at the foundation and the interior of the brick wall. And so we're just waiting for that to come in before we can move forward. For her to work with Dave Sittler and with Gail Hutton, the three, and be able to come back to us and let us know what's happening. So I have a call out to her to see if we can get that meeting scheduled.
Good for no.
try to reach out to, yes, she wants to reach out to a historic preservation person, but we don't need her to reach out to another person there because we have someone that can work with them to do it. And that it would be a savings for the council and not having to go out and pay for that. So I think if we get the report back, we can probably discuss that, you know, further. That's what I want to talk with her. I think that she's expanding the scope, you know, maybe not understanding what we're asking her to do, you know, on this proposal. So that's what I'm
saying. I think really that she didn't want to touch anything until she had historic preservation specialists looking at it.
I thought it was historic, but specification gave her who filled that role. And Dave certainly does this for other people, other organizations. So those two people are there, and so the three of them can come up with what they see, whether this makes sense, you know, to go with them here or be constructed. The second part of that is the wetland survey application filing. And I'm going to be asking Ms. Kirsten to help me on this with the Board of Education to try to move that forward. So those two things can be a lengthy process once the filing is put in for it to actually come through and then to get an approval at either one of those. And the second report I will give from the Roosevelt Senior Group, I have a meeting tomorrow on January 7th, and it's going to be a tour of the newly renovated Monmouth County Library in Manalapan, and it will be followed by lunch at Mesaluga. So I'll let you know that will happen in the next meeting for February. Just don't decide on that.
All right, Councilmember Kaufman Malouf.
Nothing at this time.
Councilmember Kimmel.
I think the report is too bad for 350 homes.
No, it's not just. I noticed people thought
the county does that. We have an agreement with them. And so, and we told them, like, don't wait for us to call you or give the go-ahead. If you're blind in the county road, and so we have that agreement for a few years now.
When it comes to solving, if we could agree, actually, we have to call that in and test them if they could solve. We don't do that. That's working. That's more expensive. Well, we'd go through the county. You know.
Well, it is more expensive.
Yeah. No,
I mean, which one do we prefer? I always thought Brian was preferred.
Brining is preferred, but if it's going to get heavier, you've got to put the salt in. Yeah.
I think we actually got more than what's expected here.
Yes.
All right, that's it for me.
Councilmember Ward, again.
Nothing
yet. Yes, okay. Okay. Quick referral official. Anything
else?
Okay.
Could I ask a quick question? Mike, you're on the Board of Ed.
I'm sorry?
Are you on the Board of Ed?
Are you on the Board of Ed?
No, I'm sort of in between. My term expired as of the end of last year.
Okay.
However, there is a vacancy and I might be filled for the year, to be honest. So we'll see.
Thank so currently you. Right now you're not.
At the moment I'm not, yes, correct.
Okay, we have does anyone have any unfinished business they'd like to discuss? New business. Have any new business they'd like to bring
up? Let me just say, I want to thank Mike, he's not here, for being giving back to the town for over 30 years, I guess. He was mayor, he was Board of Education, he was all these committees.
Is this for your good and welfare?
My good and welfare.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you, Mike, for all that you did, and I would agree to that.
We come to public comment on any item at all. Is there anyone who'd like to come to the mic and speak?
Oh, I'm sorry. I opened the floor for public comment at 8:11. So I think I'm going to close in at 8:11. Well, we need a public, we need a executive session.
Okay. Can I call for what do you call it? We shut the meeting down.
Well, Kathleen will do it.
Oh, okay.
I have to find my resolution.
Okay. Oh, for the.
To read it.
Yeah.
All right, this would be Resolution 25-31, providing for a private executive meeting that excludes the public. Whereas the Open Public Meetings Act enacted October 21st, 1975, permits the public body to exclude the public from meetings or portions thereof wherein matters are to be discussed, which are exempted from the requirements of the Act. And whereas the said Act requires that prior to the holding of a meeting or portion thereof from which the public shall be excluded, the public body should adopt a resolution at a public meeting providing for the holding of a private meeting. And whereas the Borough Council of the Borough of Roosevelt has determined that a meeting should be held from which the public should be excluded in order to discuss the subject, which is exempted under the said Act. Now therefore be resolved by the Borough Council as follows. That the next portion of this meeting be held in private session. That the general nature of the matter to be discussed is the matters of items falling under attorney-client privilege. That no official action will be taken at the meeting, but that it shall be kept and shall be available to the public after official action on the subject matter has been taken. It is anticipated that the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public after no further action is required to this matter.
Amen.
I need a first. Okay, and now roll call. Mr. Hurstrom? Yes. Ms. Kaufman-Maroon? Yes. Mr. Trammell? Yes. Mr. Warnick? Yes. Okay, so that's 8:14. I gotta close down and everybody's going to have to leave.
We want to take a 5-minute break and take some refreshments because we
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, we're back in regular session.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, remember everyone, next meeting is not Monday the 20th because of Martin Luther King's birthday. It is Tuesday the 21st.
Yes.
That'll be our Tuesday.
Yes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
No, we can have first. You go back into public, Jill.
I did the public.